Now, last week, boys and girls, we saw how our Lord Jesus Christ, although he had been crucified on the cross and buried in the tomb, he rose again from the dead. And as we said, if you read the Word of God, you'll see that for 40 days, over a month, our Lord Jesus Christ remained in the world with his disciples before he went back to his Father, back to heaven again. During those days, the Lord appeared to his disciples at different times. And when he appeared to them, he taught them many things. Things about salvation, things about the kingdom of God, things about all the truth that they were to know as they were to go out into all the world, as he would tell them, and preach the gospel to every man and woman and young person, every boy and girl. Now, last week we saw, first of all, what happened on the first day when our Lord rose from the dead. And the first person he appeared to, you remember, was Mary Magdalene. Mary went very early in the morning to the place where the Lord was buried, and she saw the stone rolled away and the tomb was empty. You remember how she ran back and she told the disciples, and Peter and John, they came as well, and they saw the empty tomb, but they went back again to their home. But Mary Magdalene, the Bible tells us, she stood outside the tomb weeping. And as she did so, of course, then the angels first of all spoke to her. She looked into the tomb. And then the Lord Jesus himself came and he spoke to Mary and he told her to go back and tell his disciples that he was alive indeed. Now, something else that we just mentioned, because our time had run out, and we didn't really go into it very deeply anyway, because really it was what we spoke about in the sermon last week. And that was when our Lord Jesus Christ, the same day, that very first day that he rose from the dead, how he appeared then to two of his disciples as they made their way back from the city of Jerusalem to the village called Emmaus where they lived. And those two men, if you were listening, but listen again, those two men were walking along that road and they were very downhearted because they believed that Jesus was some kind of a king or a ruler that was going to overthrow all the enemies of the children of Israel and make them a mighty nation in the world. And that hadn't happened, of course, and Jesus had been taken and crucified and buried. And as our Lord came near to them, they didn't know that it was the Lord, because he had taken on some kind of an appearance so that they didn't really know him. They didn't recognize him. And then as our Lord told them, asked them what had happened, and they told their sorry tale, you remember then how the Lord opened up all the scriptures to them. And he showed them that the Savior who was to come into the world, he must suffer. And then he must rise and be glorified. And when he went into the house of those two men, then as he ate the meal with them, or started to eat the meal with them, then it says that they knew him. And the way that they would have known the Lord Jesus Christ was, for the first time, they would have seen that he was the one that was crucified, because as he would have taken the bread and broke it and given it to them, and they took it out of his hands, they would have seen the nail prints that were in his hands, and they knew him. Bible says, and then immediately the Lord Jesus vanished out of their sight again. Well, those two men were so excited that they went right back to Jerusalem, right back to the place where they knew the other disciples would have been. And as they rushed into the upper room in Jerusalem where the other disciples were, they were just going to tell them that Jesus was risen from the dead. But before they got to do that, the others called out and said, "He is risen from the dead, and he has appeared to Simon," to Peter. So some were, you see, between showing himself to Mary Magdalene at the tomb and then to the two on the road to Emmaus, the Lord had also shown himself to Simon Peter as well. So Mary had seen the risen Lord. Peter had seen the risen Lord. The two on the road to Emmaus had seen the risen Lord. And as they were talking about those things in the upper room with most of the other disciples and other people as well, suddenly it says Jesus appeared in the midst of them all. They were very frightened. And the way that the Lord calmed their fears, he said, "Don't be afraid. Peace be unto you." And then the Bible says he showed them his hands and his side as well. You see, boys and girls, what we must understand is this, that Jesus came into the world indeed to be crucified, because that was the way that our sins were going to be forgiven. But although he was crucified, buried in the tomb, he rose again. But now, so that they would recognize that he was the same Jesus who had been crucified, those marks of his crucifixion, where the nails had got into his hands and into his feet, where the spear had ripped open his side, those marks were still in the Lord's body, and they were able to see it. And as they looked and they saw the Lord, indeed that he was the same one who had been crucified, risen again, then it says that the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. They were rejoicing. They were happy that Jesus had risen again from the dead. So during the 40 days, the Lord is going to appear at other times to the disciples. We're not told of all the appearances, but we're told of some of them. And let me tell you just another then for this week, and then a couple more in the weeks that follow. 1 week later, they were all in the upper room again. And this time there was somebody in the upper room who hadn't been there the first time, and that was that disciple called Thomas. And as the others told Thomas about how they had seen the Lord and how he had the nails in his, the print of the nails in his hand, how he had all of those signs, Thomas said, "Well, I'm not going to believe." And here's the words that he says. He says, "Unless I shall see in his hand the print of the nails, the mark that the nails have made. Unless I shall see in his hand the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side," he said, "I will not believe." You see? He says, "Unless I see it for myself." And not only that, he says, "Unless I'm able to come and put my finger into the very wound in his hands and in his side," he said, "I will not believe." That's why sometimes people call Thomas Doubting Thomas. He doubted that Jesus had risen from the dead. It's not really a fair description. But that's what he said. He said, "Except I shall see in his hand the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now listen, just as Thomas had said that kind of thing, the Bible tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ appeared in the upper room again. And he said once again to all the disciples, "Peace be unto you." And then he said to Thomas, now listen, "Thomas," he said, "reach hither, reach forward thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." Now listen very carefully to these words, boys and girls. You remember what Thomas said. Thomas said, "Except I see in his hand the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails." Listen to what Jesus says. He says, "Thomas, reach out your finger and behold my hands. Reach out thy hand and thrust it into my side." Everything that Thomas said, the Lord said back to him. Thomas said, "Unless I see the marks, the print of the nails in his hands," the Lord says, "Look at the print of the nails in my hands." Thomas says, "Unless I put my finger right into those wounds," Jesus says, "Thomas, put out your finger and put it into the wound." Thomas said, "Unless I put my hand into the wound in his side," Jesus said, "Reach out your hand and put it into the wound in my side." Thomas said, "Unless I see all that, I will not believe." Jesus said, "Thomas, don't be unbelieving, but believe." Everything that Thomas said, the Lord Jesus Christ answers and sets before him. And of course, Jesus wasn't there, was he? When Thomas said all of those things, Jesus wasn't there. But boys and girls, Jesus knew exactly what Thomas said, not only with his mouth, but in his heart and his mind. Because Jesus is the Son of God, and God the Son, and Jesus knows all things. And Thomas says, "You see, unless it's this and this and this," and Jesus says, "Thomas, do this and this and this, and don't be on believing, but believe. And as soon as Jesus said that, then you have one of the greatest words in the Word of God, boys and girls, because the Bible then says, Thomas answered and said unto Jesus, My Lord and my God. He knew that he was God, and he knew that he was his Lord, who had died but had risen again from the dead. And so for this period of time between Jesus rising from the dead and going back to his Father again, he appears to his disciples all of those times to show them his glory and to show them who he really is.